Well, happy Saturday, everyone. It's the day before WrestleMania, and this is Jeremy and Kevin back with our second to last WrestleMania preview audio. So thanks for sticking with us, and let's just get into this, I guess. For those who've been keeping track, oh, you're supposed to say hi, by the way.
Well, you just were running off at the mouth, so I was just letting you roll.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
All right.
You know, we're almost done with this cavalcade of podcasts here.
Yeah, audios, on both sides of the equation, because that doesn't make any sense. We should do these earlier in the day. Oh well. But let's get into the match. Second to last one, and today, or this time, we're going to cover The Miz and Morrison versus The Colons, with Bree and Nikki Bella in the respective corners of their man's teams. And then also, there's going to be lumberjacks around the ring as well, just to make sure everyone gets on the pay-per-view in some way. Fashion, I should say. That about covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
that covers the surroundings of the trappings of the match. Yeah, where are the Bella twins going to be with the lumberjacks out there? Granted, lumberjacks these days are like half-assed. They maybe put four on each side of the ring. You know,
I just remember
when I was younger. You know, it was like they emptied out the friggin' locker room, and it always seemed like it was a solid wall of people there.
Yeah,
and they're, I mean, okay, fine. It makes sense to have, you know, the bad guys beat on the good guys, and they get tossed out, and vice versa. But it always strikes me as a little bit strange and a little too sparse.
Well, and it goes, but it also goes to the fact that there's absolutely no reason that there should be a lumberjack match. It's not like either team has been running away from the other, so I don't understand why they're out there. Other than to just make sure someone gets, you know, a paycheck or some sort of paycheck for being at WrestleMania. And that's a nice gesture, I suppose, but you know, they've done it before. I hate this fucking WrestleMania site, by the way. This thing drives me fucking insane. All I want to see are the matches. I don't want to see a video, nothing. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Okay. Anyways, But it's not like any of these wrestlers, competitors, whatever, are trying to escape. They've had back and forth wins against each other, with a little bit of like sort of interference. I mean, no one ran in the ring and did anything. They just kind of
They just all distracted them in some manner.
Yeah. So I guess I just don't understand what the need for it was, but you know, whatever. It is what it is, and I'm trying to find, you know, some of the matches or whatever, but this site sucks a fat cock. It's just awful.
That is something that we probably could have covered at some point, but yeah, their WrestleMania site is not very good.
I mean, I'm not a web designer by any stretch of the means. I'm barely a human being, and this thing... Okay, here we go.
Yeah, no, it's just bad. I mean, I don't think you have to be a human being to figure out that, or I don't think you have to be anything more than a human being to figure out that it's just an awful design.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, and I finally found the page. Good for me. Yeah, they're not saying who the lumberjacks are going to be, though. That's the entire point of me going to looking at this.
Mike Knox.
I figure he would be, but where the hell's he been anyways?
Lost.
Yeah, and...
Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, hey, you asked who the Lumberjacks are going to be. I'm just going to start rattling off names. I mean, of course, it could
Ricky Ortiz would have to be one, I think. Another guy that's disappeared.
Yeah. I didn't think he was so bad that he deserved the banishing that he's got. I mean...
No, he's not that bad. I mean,
he wasn't great, but, you know.
He's not embarrassing himself. I mean, and he's
just
got,
because you give him that awful O gimmick.
Well, yeah, but...
doesn't mean that he sucks.
Yeah, but he's got that cool ass towel gimmick. I mean, that's pretty damn cool, man. I mean, and that sounds like a total tool then, but you see people waving the shit around the crowd. That's pretty fun. I mean, you know, hand out some free stuff to people and makes it look like he's a bigger deal than he is. But anyways, the reason we covered this second to last is because we both like The Miz and Morrison. And there's really no other reason, is there?
I think Carlito's been better off in a tag team than he has been as a singles wrestler.
But don't you think that the build-up for this, though, has kind of made them look like total friggin' tools, though? I mean, they're at the restaurant dressed up because the girls they're dating are on a date with two other guys. I mean, that just seemed kind of stupid.
Well, I thought we were talking about the match and their wrestling ability and not the awful, the bad skit with... I mean, they were trying to go like Three Stooges on them or something.
Yeah,
and it's
I shouldn't have taken a Sudafed before we start doing this show either. So,
you're asking a lot out of the WWE to put together anything coherent at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just really surprising. I mean, this is usually the stretch of the year that rocks. And, you know, if this is how lousy the build-up for WrestleMania is going to be, really overall, the rest of the year is just going to be worse than awful.
Well, they've done... Yeah, I know we talked about the main event matches.
Yeah, I mean, there are some exceptions.
Yeah.
But still, as an overall whole, they've kind of built this up fairly piss poorly as the majority of the matches.
Well,
wow.
But in that case, I think the problem, though, is the build-up for this has been on ECW and SmackDown. Because ECW is not seen by a lot, so they don't put a lot into it. Although Miz and Morrison pretty much own that show.
Yes.
And then even SmackDown, that's where they've been having their matches. But at least with a tag team match, they're at least giving it any sort of build-up. I mean, were the tag team titles defended last year? I don't think they were.
I don't know. I mean, that is the nice thing about it.
John Morrison was one of the tag team champions. So, no, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, because he was in the ladder match, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have SmackDown on in the background, and they just showed Matt Hardy sit with that fucking dog.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Yeah, no. I have Rambo Part 2 on, so.
I haven't seen that in a long time. And I think that's what's actually hurt the build-up because, you know, you've got Triple H moving between shows for a little bit. But then you got Cena, Big Show, and Edge all over the two shows. But then, the SmackDown and Raw. But then you've got these guys on ECW. It's like, oh, okay.
I mean, well,
you can sit through a Hornswoggle versus Mark Henry match or whatever, then fine, but...
Yeah, that's the weird thing, is that Miz and Morrison probably got more time on Raw during when they weren't feuding with the Colognes than they did after it to help. But, outside of that bad skit there, the whole fucking waiter skit, I thought they've done a decent job of letting everything seesaw and, you know, separating the twins out a little bit.
Yeah, but I think... Of anybody, the Bella twins have benefited more because when they first appeared, I was like, okay, they're two hot chicks, but, you know, and I mean, you know, straight guys like hot chicks, and that was great and all, but they did nothing else with them. So it was like, okay, that's fine. That's what they make the internet for, though. I mean, I get more of a character study on the internet watching chicks than I do with watching the Bellas for a while.
Yeah.
But, going back to the match now, this is going to be a unification match. So there is going to be one tag team champion now, which is fine. But I guess that's part of the hype that they've really missed out on this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would figure you've got the world champions and you've got the WWE champions, and now there's only going to be one. And there's been no build-up for it. I just thought that was weird.
Well, it is the tag team division.
Yeah, but I would still think, I don't know, I guess when they said they were going to unify them, I guess I would have expected Miz and Morrison to say more, and maybe they don't want him to, and that's something, maybe that is the case. But it just seems weird that they wouldn't want them to, I mean, especially them to just sit there and say, this is what we're doing, we're going to do this, you know, and to make their win bigger than it actually is. I mean, because really, is beating the Colognes or the Colons, whatever, that big of a deal?
Not a huge one, really.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another match that it's kind of been under the radar because of the reasons that you've stated, but I don't know if it has quite show stealer potential, but I mean, I think it has sleeper match potential to it. I mean, Miz and Morrison have really done well as a team, and like I said, I've liked Carlito and his brother more ever since they decided to join up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think.
I mean, I am looking forward to the match itself. Yeah, the build up, and I mean, I think that's why I kind of went off on the bad build up tangent.
I just hope they give this match time, though. I just get the worst feeling this is going to be a buffer match. And it's going to be 5 minutes, and it's going to be incredibly unsatisfying. I mean, I'm not expecting it to be, a top-tier match. I'm not expecting a 20-minute classic tag team match, but I'm hoping for at least 10 to 12 minutes, at least, especially with, all the outside interference possibilities and whatnot.
Right, yeah, I think they'll get that.
I'm just trying to figure out the rundown for these matches, and JBL can't go anymore, so I can't imagine Ray and him going long. So I guess that could be the short one. But I don't know. I guess for the reasons we even stated, how the tag team champions don't really matter. That they could just say, "All right, here's our filler match," along with the Divas Battle Royal, of course.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, on a pay-per-view that starts at 7 and usually goes to pretty close to 11, the full 4 hours, you only have 9 matches. And you know what? I'm going to do a little math here.
Yeah, but you've got Kid Rock playing. You've got that... Well, that Pussycat Chick is singing America the Beautiful. So that should be at the beginning. I'm trying to think, but they don't really have any other, skits. So, and there's really not a lot of celebrity appearances either. You know, they had Snoop Dogg last year. Kim Kardashian, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just hosted a couple of segments.
That's right. But they never had anything with... I mean, they don't have any big celebrities this time. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, not really. I mean, they just have Mickey Rourke sitting in the front row. I don't really think they've advertised. Kid Rock, the Pussycat Doll, and Mickey Rourke. But that's all. And I mean, really, that's kind of even for them, it's kind of a low total for celeb appearances. I know that they have less now than they used to, but I mean, good gravy.
Well, really, last year was really the reintroduction of celebrities of sorts, though. Because they had gotten away from it because McMahon had even stated that, the wrestlers were the superstars or celebrities.
Well, they had had Donald Trump the year before last.
Yeah, but that was taking place in an actual angle, though. Not just as a guy to show up.
Well, Mickey Rourke's been a pretty significant part of that angle, really.
Well, no. Well, yeah. But I guess, I shouldn't have taken the Sudafed, dude. My head's just getting cloudy. Because I've got a really good point in here, and I just don't know how to formulate it. So there's that. But, all right. Well, anyways, I guess we should wrap this up. We're just right on 15. I think we talked about
it. You mean we haven't gone off tangent enough about this tag team?
Yeah, well, I'm starting to
continue.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that this was a bad idea to do this match second to last, but oh well. All right, so I'm going to say Miz and Morrison have to win because they're clearly the hotter act, and if they're going to go with creating someone newer stars, possibly, you know, second, like to move up to second tier, even though they'd be tag team champs, it's got to be these two. There's no way the Colons win.
Yeah, just think about this as our podcast that is the breather in between the two two title matches that matter, and you know the real main event of WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't see any way in hell that Miz and Morrison lose this match. I mean, they're great. They crack me up for the most part. The dirt sheet is a little more hit or miss than I'd like it to be, but still, they've done a good job of hyping themselves up on that and really kind of making themselves stick out.
Yeah.
Because
now they wouldn't have like the one Bella chick cost them the match, though. I just thought of that. Like they think that the one Bella girl's on their side, but she's really not, and that's how they lose. It'd just be weak. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out Sunday. So, yeah. All right, guys. Check back later today if you want to, or come back Sunday morning for the very last WrestleMania 25 preview match we're doing. Yeah, obviously, you know, it's going to be about Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. Check out anything else you missed. Eric, Jordan, and Dusty did another two-part 70 minutes each. Worst of WrestleManias. So check those out as well, okay? So we'll get at you next time.